It's been about a year since Brandy St. Clair was diagnosed with cancer.
I was just going for my routine six-month checkup, and the dentist told me that he had seen something in my throat that was just a little bit odd and discolored. I wasn't having any symptoms. I mean, incredibly healthy, running 5 miles a day, never a smoker. You know, I wasn't even worried. I never even thought about cancer.
But suddenly there she was, working with her doctors to come up with a plan. 7 weeks of chemotherapy and radiation every day. Major side effects included not being able to eat or swallow, and of course, the most visible, losing her hair. Brandy St. Clair didn't want to just accept the hair loss, so she found a way to keep it by freezing her scalp during chemotherapy. She's part of a growing number of cancer patients who are doing this, and there's research to back it up. Scientists at the University of California, San Francisco tracked 100 women who used what are called cold caps. They were all able to keep most of their hair. The treatments are used widely in Europe, but they haven't been approved here by the FDA, so most insurance plans don't cover them. When I spoke with Brandy St. Clair recently, she took me back to one of the first conversations she had with her oncologist when she asked if there was any way she could keep her hair.
And he was very callous, and he said that my hair didn't make me a woman, and so I should just let it go. While I was driving myself back, I just broke down in tears because it had nothing to do with the fact that I'm a woman. It had to do with the fact of my identity. And I don't mean in the sense that everything that I am is, you know, in each one of these individual hair follicles. I mean it in the sense of that, you know, I was told that I was going to be dramatically losing weight, that my skin color would change, that my teeth could possibly fall out from the radiation. I mean, it was horrific. And I thought, my God, can I not keep something of me?
What did your hair look like before the diagnosis?
Oh, before the diagnosis, it was all the way down to the top of my jeans. Blonde and thick and long and all of those beautiful. It kind of makes me think of like the old Pantene commercials.
You know? Let me ask you this, because for some people who are fighting cancer, the act of removing your hair is a powerful act. Mm-hmm. It's a way, people have described it, of taking control in some way, shaving your head before all the hair falls out. Is that anything that you thought about or considered?
Well, I definitely think that the entire process of preparing yourself to go through cancer treatment is very ritualistic. You know, I can only speak for myself, and so I can only tell you, you know, what was powerful for me and what helped me through it. But I did read a lot, and I came across a couple of blogs having to do with losing your hair, and it seemed to be really divided. One camp was completely for losing the hair and said, yes, I'm going to shave it off before, I'm going to reclaim myself. And then there is another camp, which I guess I would align myself with, which is absolutely not. I see cancer as being an intruder. I see it as attempting to defile me. I see it as a way to kill me. And I'm not going to allow it to dictate to me what I can or cannot do.
So you came across this treatment, cold cap treatment.
Yes.
You came across it when you were on the internet. Can you describe what the treatment entails?
What it is that you have this cold cap that honestly looks like a really big blue diaper that you put on your head. And you freeze it to temperatures of negative 20 to negative 45 degrees. And you wear that for a couple of hours prior to your chemo treatment, during your chemo treatment, and for a couple of hours after.
Is it painful?
Yes, it was painful. But I can tell you that some people say that for the first hour, it's painful, kind of like a heavier headache leading into a migraine, and then the scalp numbs. And then from there on in, it just feels consistently cold.
What did it feel like to you?
It was painful pretty much through the entire process. But then I also have to point out that everything having to do with cancer is painful. There's not a single element of cancer in which you feel comfortable or that you don't hurt. And the whole process of fighting for your life is painful.
How much, may I ask, how much did it cost you? You paid out of pocket for it, right?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, I kind of raised an eyebrow at the time, but I paid about $2,500, $2,800.
Did it work for you? Did you keep your hair?
Oh, yeah.
Is it still as long?
I actually donated it.
To a charity?
Yeah, to Locks of Love. And I told them that this was hair that was coming from a cancer survivor who fought to keep her hair. You know, if someone makes the choice or the decision, or maybe they can't afford to rent cold caps, or perhaps they have an oncologist such as I had, which was very much against using cold cap therapy, then I wanted that strength that I had that fought and defeated such an evil, malignant disease to be imbued in that hair to give them strength, to give them hope.
Brandy St. Clair, she used cold cap treatments to keep her hair during chemotherapy. Thanks so much for talking with us, Brandy.
Thank you so much, Rachel. It was a pleasure.